Hey, my name's Dale Weasel. I live in Little Eagle, South Dakota. I've been singing for the past 28 years. I'm also the lead singer of the Running Amp drum group that is a family drum group that we've been singing for years and years.
Tell me how you first came across the work of Frances Densmore. Had you is she someone you grow up knowing existed and had done all this work, or did you kind of stumble onto it?
I more like stumbled onto it. I heard of it long before, but I got in contact through just through a good friend of mine, also a relative of mine. Kevin Locke was the one who told me one day. He said he had some tapes of Frances Densmore, and he said he would wanted to give me them and have me listen to them and see what I thought of them. And since then, the tapes, I listen to them every now and then. But I believe that those music should stay the original way of the singing of it, and it shouldn't be changed in any kind of form, because they are our ancestors' music. And although there you can barely hear, because I guess back then they used a phonograph machine where you turn by hand, and you can barely make out what they're singing in it. But the Densmore tapes is really something that it's real. How could I put it? It's to me, I feel it's more like real sacred or more type of music that's the original and the authentic singing of our people.
Have you used some of the songs you've heard on those tapes in your own work, in your own singing?
Some I use for like the honorship. Some of the songs I use for honorship are the war songs. But I do not use some of the medicine songs that they have in there, some of the healing ceremony and that, because I believe that those songs should just stay the way they are, and that only a worthy person that's worthy enough to sing them and use them. Other than that, I just use the more traditional honoring part of it. I believe if we go back to the old songs, the way that they were originated, it will also bring our language back. And also bring respect back to our people, respect back to our drum, and that it will show more ownership than today's music. Because today's music is not like that. Today we have jealousy, we have competition. We have competition for thousands of dollars. Today you read a power poster, they have invited drums only, and it's not like that. And I could give you examples like today's music. You have a top drum that sings today. They usually call it like top 20 drums or whatever. Now you ask one of these drums to sing an individual honor song. You give them the Indian name. These drums would not know what to sing, because they're all competition singers compared to the old way of singing.